Blog Talk Radio.
With Past Generation, Lost in the Mix, Affected by Sight, hosted this evening and this night by Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders, a member of the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is Pastor Robert, District Superintendent Pastor Robert I. Sanders II. We are, you know, I pop up anytime, and I'm done with school for now. I'm done with school for now. Listen, to kind of give you a light before we get into our topic on this evening, the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry Church of God in Christ will be hosting grant writing school, which will be coming up January 21st, 28th, and February the 4th. And the cost of the tuition is $225, and you will learn how to write an official and actual grant by moderator Apostle Bridget Outlaw, who will be the class instructor, and you will have a lot of material, plus you'll be learning hands-on, plus a certification, including the luncheon. And it's very well cheap because a lot of programs cost you about $800 up to $3,000 or $4,000 to learn how to write it. So if you are interested, please, on Facebook, look me up under RFOM, in parentheses, Dr. Katrina Sanders, or at my email, Dr. Katrina Sanders, KatrinaSanders at gmail.com. For more information, you can reserve your seating with $75 deposit, and then you can pay the balance all the way up until the time of the class, so you can reserve your seat. If you want to learn how to write grants, official grants, you will be learning, not be lectured to, but you will be hands-on learning. So seats are available, and we have a lot of things going on. So if you're interested, make sure to give me a call at area code 872-201-1778 or 708-673-4703 for more information. And you can PayPal me as well under Dr. Katrina Sanders. Okay, tonight's topic, we're talking about our churches effective in their community. Apostle Outlaw, I will be interviewing her tomorrow, getting ready for the upcoming sessions in another month about writing grants. For some reason, in the most African-American churches, we are lacking about information. I won't say that we're lacking because there aren't any programs or sessions or classes being taught, but what get me is that I look at our other brothers and sisters of other cultures that come across so many programs that they are able to be productive within their community as well as organizations they're part of and churches. But for some reason, with African Americans, we only are effective when it comes to conferences, meetings of local church, convocations, etc. But are you effective in the community where the people know who you are? You already know that I'm a little fanatical when I say certain things, but, you know, when I think about Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, he always had a relationship with the grocery store man, the mailman, Mr. McFeely. He had even make-believe, the land of make-believe, pretend. He had sweater changes every day. Man had more sweaters than anybody got shoes. But he always, he sung this song, and he always said, it's important to meet the people in your neighborhood and know the person in the neighborhood. And for some reason, in the African-American communities, our churches are not standing out as they should. Redeemed Fellowship is right in the heart of the community of Grand Crossing / Chatham area here in Chicago. We're on the corner. And there are other churches. We got one right next door to us. We also have another church right across the street, two other churches, and then another one down the street. Then we have my former church where I grew up at, and then you got the big church around the corner. And then you have some more churches in the other block. We're right in the middle of all these churches. Are we being effective within the community? I want to share something with you because I see this happen a lot, but somehow or another, we just don't stand out. Seven reasons why most church outreach programs fail. There are so many reasons why church programs fail. And we need to really talk about what they are, okay? Number one, they are seen as an end instead of a means. This means as a consequence, some will be a part of an outreach ministry as a sense of legalistic obligation. But most church members, especially millennials, refuse to participate in something unless they know the why behind it. For instance, Redeemed Fellowship have a clothing drive. We have locked the business, you know, contract per se, donations, receive donations from a particular organization or company, and they give us clothes and we give them to the people that I need. Because there are people that are not able to buy clothes. They may not even have a job. They might have fell short on their money. They might have got laid off. Might have got fired. And they don't have enough money to go to Walmart or go to Target or go to H&M or go to all the stores. Sometimes they may not feel like going in the cold of the winter to the thrift store to go back things because they don't have the money. So the purpose of having a clothing drive is to donate clothing to those who are in need. We're getting ready to have the grant writing curriculum program. Why? Because you need to learn how to write grants. I have run into people time after time over the years by phone calls, personal conversations, emails, texts, and the first thing they say, do you know how to write a grant? Okay, yeah, I do, but what is your point? Well, we need to have one. What do you want a grant for? And they just said, well, we need some money. For what? You understand me now? And so you begin to to dig a little deep to find out, you know, why. So then when questions like this come up, African Americans get, well, why it costs so much? Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to learn? Chasing down African Americans is very hard for me because I didn't go to school to be a dog catcher, and I showed up didn't go to school to learn how to catch dogs. So my whole thing is, we have programs, but why? Because you need them. It's not enough just to have church on Sunday, Bible class during the week, and special services throughout the year, but you don't have anything that's community centralized around the community. So when you have these programs, you have to be able, as pastors, and I'm talking with you all because a lot of you all are so despondent about having programs. But you want the programs. But a lot of times you want the programs, but you want to see what kind of money you're going to get out the deal. It ain't not always about money. I shared my husband. We're looking forward to maybe bringing a food pantry to Redeem Fellowship. And I literally told him, I said, take some comp days that you may not, that you have available, and let's go take the courses together. Not you sending me and somebody else. And anybody, you need to learn these things for yourself. I can get sick, can't do nothing else. Well, I don't know what to do. And black men have that problem because their mind is not settled on trying to do that. But then they'll go and get people that are just dumb as a bunch of rocks, responsibility on them, and they have no idea what to do. And they got to come behind somebody that already set programs up. So you don't know why, because what I didn't do. You just want somebody to say, yo, get some money and hit a check. That's not the way that works. That's why I bring an apostle on tomorrow. A lot of times, pastors don't want to go and sit in on seminars themselves. They don't want to sit in on training. They don't want to do anything. But just come and face the pulpit. That's my whole thing, and that's all I'm about. I'm a pulpit preacher, and that's all you do. That's not all that you should do. You need to become familiar, and it needs to be taught in your church how to build. The pastor should have a relationship with the members enough to teach them, this is the way we're going to do it, and train them, particularly if you had experience in working with outreach, not just dressing up every Sunday, putting on your collar and your cross and all that. That's not ministry. You're just going to church dressed up to preach, and that's all you want to do. But when it comes to doing ministry work, we get a lot of African-American preachers that want to do the work. We want to assign somebody. And then when something goes wrong, what happens? Then they complain. Number two, most outreach programs are not addressed in front-end membership classes. The best time to help shape expectations and responsibilities of members is when they first become a part of the church. Rarely is that an issue. Rarely is the issue of becoming outwardly focused addressed. This is why when you have meetings like we did, we had our meeting for the church back in November to line up what we need to do and what we're going to do for the rest of the year, at least the six to seven or eight months into the calendar to know what we're going to do in the outreach. You're trying to win souls. You're trying to bring them in so they can get fed the word of God and natural food and clothe them. That is the purpose of you having a program. Now, if you don't address the things of what you need to do and be able to build your outreach, then you don't have anything going. And see, the thing about it with Redeem Fellowship, we have a goal. We have an agenda. We're not having no big concerts and all that and got to pay everybody $9 million just to get $2. We're not going to do that. You have to address the issues. That's why when we came together with the calendar, I created the calendar. I told the membership, the ones that are part of Redeem Fellowship, if there's something you want to do to help raise money for the church, you are more than welcome to doing it because this will help toward the goal we are trying to reach. So you address it. We're having the grant writing from January to February, and then we're going to have the Community Business Expo. We are looking to highlight one of the famous wardrobe designers. We're not going to release her name from one of the main top shows that we see on national television, on the circuit. We look at the spotlight, her line, okay? We're going to have vendors that create bath salt, different creations, jewelry, Mary Kay. We're going to have South Suburban Housing there for people that need help with their mortgages. I'm looking to bring in the Cook County domestic unit to come as well to represent and speak with the women that are going through domestic battery for those women who are having problems. We also will have a merit plan for those who are interested in having a discount program for dental, chiropractic services, medical, prescriptions, vision, all that good stuff. We're going to have different vendors there. Alderwoman Michelle Harris will be there. We have an agenda. It's a fundraiser, but we want people to know that we have things going on in the community other than selling chicken dinners and hot dogs. That's in March. So in April, we will be hosting the last Sunday in April, Blue Sunday, which will be honoring those police officers within our precinct, and we're giving them a nice little luncheon, have a church service, a little nice little dinner luncheon, and we're going to appreciate them for the kind service that they have rendered to the community. That's what we're doing. And then we have pre-Mother's Day brunch, pre-Father's Day brunch for all the grandfathers, fathers, and sons to come out and be honored on that day. That is what we're doing, fundraisers. We're looking forward to bringing back the grant writing session a couple of more times next year because everybody, I want to know how to do a grant. I want to have the money. And this is what we're trying to do. So we address those issues to help the community. Little Mr. Daniel, we'll be doing back to school youth day. So we have a lot of things that we're doing, and we're building and this outreach. So it's not in, it's out. So in order for you to have things to come in, you've got to go out to get. Number three, many outreach programs do not feel natural. Though it is a cliche, best way to share the love of Christ is in the natural overflow of our love for Him. The best outreach ministry should teach us how to channel that flow. It's the love of Jesus Christ. If you are many of you are recalled when Jesus fed the 5,000 souls. That was a part of outreach. He fed them. When Jesus went on his tour and dealt with healing, you know, the woman that was had all her husbands and the woman with the issue of blood, that's part of outreach. It's the love of Christ because he died on the cross for our sins that we can survive, that we can be blessed, that we can be healed, that we can be set free. But I'm learning that in our African American churches, outreach is weak. We don't have a foundation. So now you depend on people and, you know, leaders. Let me explain something to you. It's not about you in the first place. It's not about, you shouldn't worry about getting no money out of anything. You should be concerned about the souls and not getting money because that's what you've been taught to do all your life. Get money for yourself. No, because you need to build your church. Build the ministry that God gave you the charge over. Leave yourself out the equation. It's not about you. It's about the people in the community. So the love of God is who we are promoting. We're not promoting ourselves because we love the Lord. We thank Him for His life died on the cross to save us from our nasty sins. I always tell my son, Daniel, go drink you some water to wash out your nasty kidneys because your kidneys have got toxic stuff in there from eating and drinking and everything. So Jesus went with His blood being pure and whole. He went on the cross to die for all the nasty demonic ways. That's what He did. So we should be promoting that of the love of Christ. Number four, when a church has an outreach program, it can be perceived as a ministry for a few. So the majority of the members can't say it's someone else's ministry. So the majority of the members can say it's somebody else's ministry. The Great Commission is not a multiple choice question. The Great Commission is, you know, as we always say, it's not Pastor Sanders, this is Superintendent Sanders and Dr. Sanders Church. It's a place where we come to fellowship with each other, with Christ, to get the word. That's what we believe in, the word of God. So we come there to receive the word of God, to examine our life, to see if we're even living up to the standard of the word of God. Are we living the life that we should be living? Are we doing what we need to do in order to please the Lord? Are we following the word of God? Are we reaching out to the people? Are we dealing with the lost at any cost? It doesn't matter how big your church is, because having a bigger church only causes you to have bigger bills. So when people want to go out their way to break their pockets to get big churches that fit 500, 600, 700, 800 people, 1,000 people, 2,000 people, you got to pay a big, huge mortgage. God forbid, like it's here in Chicago, two below zero. You got to deal with the heat. And the heat, the light bill ain't no $40. The heat bill is down on $40, and the water bill ain't on $40. You got to pay money for big places. And if you don't have the membership to pay for them, then you're biting off more than you can chew. So it's not, the commission is not you going to build big buildings and churches, because some people's hands are dirty. And for their hand to be dirty, they cannot build nothing for God, because God's not going to accept it. So we got to understand what the Great Commission and the purpose of. Most outreach programs fail to explain that sharing the love of Christ is a vital part of spiritual growth. That is what outreach is about. Instead, it is often seen as a checklist among other obligations at the church. Oh, I'm obligated to be in this area. I'm obligated to be in that area. No, you're not obligated. You would like to go to represent, but what are you doing? What is your main purpose? What is your main reasoning? This is where you have a lot of confusion at. When they fail to mention Christ, you don't use Christ in anything. You're using yourself. So it becomes a self-centered outreach program, not that of Jesus Christ. The programs that we have promote that of Jesus Christ. We're learning how to build and build into the ministry. Number six, outreach programs can offer excuses for people not to be outwardly focused. Used to conduct church surveys was a church consultant. A common theme was, I do this ministry, so I don't have to be involved in evangelism and outreach. In other words, being an outwardly focused Christian becomes an option among many, and it's usually not chosen. You should already want to do ministry work. You don't have to have a license to be an evangelist. You're doing ministry work. So when you're doing ministry work, you are doing ministry work to reach the lost at all costs, so that they can become familiar with Jesus Christ, so they can become into the fellowship of the word, of God. So they would know how to live. The Bible says, if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar in the ground of truth. That is the most important thing. The Bible is the pillar in the ground of the truth. And that's what that's for. Number seven, outreach programs can put the responsibility of evangelism on institutions. So if a church is not evangelistic, that means doing outreach, reaching the people from all walks of life. That means the drug dealers, the pimp named Goldie, the prostitutes, the gangbangers, evangelists to work, the homeless, those who are that don't have any money, don't have unfortunate circumstances that hurt them, and they just came across that without even knowing, that's evangelists to work. Meeting the need, not yelling at them and all the other stuff and, you know, being higher than you are. That's not evangelists to work. Okay? It's because of the denomination of other sort resources providers are not doing their job. Local churches and local church members shift accountability to the institution. Every sheep have an accountability and a responsibility when you are doing outreach programs. It helps you to understand what you're doing and how effective you can be. If your church is not standing out in the community among the people, then you're wasting your time. All you have is just a social club. It takes time. It takes a lot to build into the ministry. Pastors should not be so high-minded and cocky that they cannot learn how to allow God's church to stand out in the community to get souls to be saved. So on tomorrow morning, we will continue with Apostle Bridget Outlaw, and we'll be talking about the grant writing for those who need and want to know more in depth about it. You can hit me up on Facebook or drkatrinas@gmail.com. That's drkatrinasandris@gmail.com. And I also posted the time tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So we will talk to you again, part two, with interviewing about the power of grant writing. And leaders, you need to be on this. You need to be listening. You don't have to say anything unless you have a question. I will open up the phone line where you can be able to ask Apostle Outlaw questions pertaining to the power of grant writing. Until then, look forward to seeing you this morning. Lord will, delay is coming.
And my heart, I can't take it no more. Like Stevie said, love's in me. My heart cries out for Orlando, Orlando, Alton, Sandra, Mike Brown, Garner, Trayvon. Why? Too many people gone too soon. Tell me how this happened. Where did we go wrong? Say we stay together if we choose to walk alone. Black of the South Streets, hatred fills our home. Gotta get this message out before I'm dead and gone. We gotta make it better. Something's gotta change. The world needs your voice just to make it through the rain.
Chains off.